But some of the things you want to do, if you're going to go out and spend time away from your family and your loved ones, you want to make sure that you set it up so that you are successful. Some of the things you need to do, A, you need to have 15 to 20 appointments, minimum 15 appointments before you walk out that door. Because you want to stack the odds in your favor that you're going to walk home with, you know, at least $10,000. Now, does it always happen that way? No, it doesn't. I'm not going to lie to you. But if you do it properly, you're going to have better than normal odds that you're going to come home with $10,000 in your pocket. So if you don't get those 15 appointments, I advise you don't even bother going. Put it off for the next weekend and get some more, you know, get some more phone calls in and then go out because you want to have success. There's nothing worse than being on the road and not having success. Now, when you set up your...
Let me ask you something, Mark. This is Robert Wallace. Now, you said that if I don't have 15 appointments, because I can see somebody, and it's not that young lady on the West Coast anymore, but it's somebody in the Northwest now saying, wait a minute, so if I'm traveling, you're telling me that if I don't have 15 appointments, that I don't go? I just cancel it?
Just don't go.
What do you tell the people?
You just reschedule, say something came up, you had death in the family, whatever you got to do, just don't go.
What about the tickets and everything that you purchased for that trip?
A lot of these, a lot of the companies you buy from, you can just change the dates on them.
Okay.
You might pay a small fee, but it's worth it.
Oh, now there's a smile on the guy's face up in the Northwest. All right,
yeah.
Good deal. It just clicked. All right.
All righty, good. Well, listen, when you start to set up your appointments, you need to go, I use the U.S. Census map to kind of figure out how big that county is, because if it's a big county, you're going to have to divide up your days so that you're not running from one side of the county to the other side, and it's 50 or 80 miles between appointments. So you're going to have to maybe put it into quadrants so you can keep track of where you're going to be. If you're in a smaller county, for example, I don't know, San Francisco County, California, it's not a very big county. It's only 10 miles across and maybe 5 miles up and down. So it's not a big deal if you're all over the place. I use Site 59 and Travelocity almost exclusively. Last-minute deals. Man, we will book on a Wednesday and fly out on Thursday, and I don't think we have ever paid more than $600 for a hotel, an airfare, and a rental car combined. And that's last minute. So last-minute deals on Site 59 or last-minute deals on Travelocity. Those are the two great ones. We're actually very fortunate here. We have an in-house travel agent that works with us and helps all our agents do this. So some of you guys that have bigger agencies, maybe that's something you want to look into. I always rent a car with GPS in it because there's nothing worse than having to print off 500 maps to figure out where you're going. It's $10 a day. If you don't have the money to buy one of your own, just rent it. It's 10 bucks a day. It's not a big deal. And it'll talk to you and take you right to your appointments. I can count on one hand the number of times it's messed me up. And I travel 2 to 3 times a month now. You want to make sure the airlines that you're traveling on, make sure you get their frequent flyer mileage. Make sure you get a gold card with whatever rental car company you use. I'll give a shameless plug for Hertz right here. I have a gold card with them. I walk right up, get into my car, and the keys are in, and I'm ready to go. Their GPS system is the best. Never had a problem with it, and never craps out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, can we say that on the phone? I'm sorry. But get all those points, get all those cards so you can get points. Also, when you're traveling and you have those cards, like say you qualify for the gold card with American Airlines, and you get bumped, you won't get bumped, but you can get free airline miles. When you fly standby, they bump you to the head of the list because you're a Gold Club member with them. That's a big deal. And you're coming home at the end of a weekend, and you want to get home early, and you want to fly standby, and there's 50 other people in line with you, you got the gold card, you're going right to the front of the line. Just a little tip, but it does make a difference in your life. You know, you're out there working, you want to get home. There you go. Some of the other things you want to do. I always pack in one bag. I don't want to have my luggage get lost. So I pack in one bag. It all goes on the plane with me where I can watch it. Because nothing worse than getting to where you're going and not have a computer or not have any clothes. That would be awful. I always travel the night before. I will set up my weekend for Friday and Saturday, and I'll fly out Thursday afternoon because I don't like to have to worry about flights canceling, planes getting broken, weather. I like to get there, have a nice meal the night before, relax, and get the right mindset for the weekend. Because if you're working like you do from 8 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night, you got to have your game face on. And if you're getting in there late because of weather or whatever, or a plane being broken, you're not going to have your game face on. You're going to be pissed off, and it's going to show in your presentation. So I get there early and have a nice dinner. I like to go out to Outback and have a nice piece of fish or a nice steak the night before so I can get ready for the next day. And some of the other things you want to do, stay at a decent hotel. Don't stay at the fly-by-night places because they don't have internet service, the towels are scratchy, and you get people waking you up in the middle of the night. So, spend a little, don't be cheap, so cheap, but spend an extra money and go stay at a Holiday Inn Express where they have breakfast for you in the morning. So if you're running late, you can always grab something while you're running out. Make sure you get their reward cards, too. Look for a hotel that has internet service so that you can get online and talk back and forth with your family at home, keep in touch with your agents, keep in touch with your mentor. We've always been taught to call Ralph or call our new agent mentor when we're out on the road if we're having problems or if we're in a house and we can't close a deal. We call our new agent mentor or we call Ralph and ask him for some help. Some of the other things for travel, take all your applications with you and take enough of them. Make sure that you get the right app. Yeah, exactly. Get the right apps for the right states. You can actually call F&G or Foresters or whoever you're writing for and ask them what are the right application numbers and what are the right supplemental forms for each state. There's nothing worse than going out there and writing business on the wrong form and having to redo it all and send it back out through the mail or FedEx to your client. You look like an idiot. Believe me, I've learned that the hard way. I've had that happen. Take plenty of applications with you and put them together the night before in a packet so that when you reach into the back of the car before you go into that appointment, all the paperwork is all together. It's one little packet, so you're not fumbling around with forms. Because if you do it like we do it, which is every hour on the hour appointments, you don't have time to be fumbling around looking for the right applications and the right forms. You just want to be able to grab it and go. Couple other tips. You can actually go into your software in F&G software, and you can put in all of your clients the day before, and you can put in their birth dates and all that stuff so that when you get there, you can just pull it right up and you can label it with their last name. That'll save a couple minutes. You can also pre-program your GPS unit the night before you go out with all the appointments that day so that when you pull up to a house, you can punch in the next address and find out how far it is away. And if it's like 20 miles away and you know it's going to take you a while to get there, you might make sure that you keep that appointment real brief and you keep it moving. That's about all I have right now. We're gonna take it on to the appointment now with Michelle Wallace.
Great. Superb stuff there, Mark. Superb. In fact, Mark has been with us now for a couple of years and travels, is building an agency across the country, and is well qualified to talk to you about the subject on traveling. One of the things that, well, you know what, everything that Mark just taught you there, guys, you can still apply at home, okay? You can get a GPS and work the leads within a 15-mile radius and still have the same attitude as if you were traveling. So I don't feel as if, you've got to jump on a plane and travel 2,000 miles. You can take that same attitude and work it locally and have the same sort of success. We just love to travel here in Dallas, okay? It's just one of the things that we go for, and we just know that by buying leads in abundance across the country, we can go then come back with incredible results.